Okay, so thank you for coming. Mr. Shira on Ushpizin. Ushpizin is one of those topics that we know about and some of us say, some of us don't say. But since not many people talk about Ushpizin. So my Rabbi Simon in NYU, he gave a shir on some of the ideas of Ushpizin, where it comes from background. And this year maybe in Sukkah, so when we're in the Sukkah, hopefully it won't rain. And we can think of a little bit about what the Ushpizin are and what they represent. So we're just starting. If you wanted to stay, okay. So what are Ushpizin? So the Torah tells us you have a chumash here to help us out to get an exact translation for you. Vayikra Chaf Gimel. Torah tells us Besukos Teishvu. Sukos Teishvu Shivas Yamin. Kol Ezrach Bi Yisrael Yeshu Besukos. An interesting idea. The Torah is telling us to sit in Sukkos 7 days. And all the guests in Israel should sit in Sukkos. He just told me to sit in the Sukkah. The weird Lashon that it says Sukkah twice. Yeshvu and Yeshvu. It says Teshu and Yeshvu. Why is it repeating words? It doesn't repeat words. So this packet's chock full of Kabbalah, a lot of Zohars, thank God. So let's learn some Zohar together. I have to read it inside us to remember it. This is very lofty stuff, so... So we say, Tachazi, Bishasa de Bar Nash Yosef Bidura, Tatsalab de Mehnusa. There's a Yedid Nefesh is in the Zohar. If you ever look at the Zohar, there's the bold part, the bigger words are in Aramaic, and then there's a Hebrew translation. It's a translation, we think of a translation in English, but it turns Aramaic into Hebrew. So he says that, come and see that the time when a person sitting in the sukkah, dot salam de mehenuso. What does that mean? So the Yedid Nefesh says, Adam Yoshev Midor Hazet Tzel HaEmunah. The person sitting in the shade of Emunah. So he's sitting in the shade of Emunah. So that's an interesting thing to think about. I'll get back to that in a second. But then we have this other idea. He says, Sukkos, so what is the Shri Ushri? I just whet your appetite over there a little bit. But here it says, the Shave and Shave is talking about two different things. The first Yeshvu, the Kadmus, or the Yeshvu, the first one is talking about Ushbizi de Eloi. And the second one is talking about the Yoshre Alma, the Vnei Alma, the people of the world. So the first one is talking about the Ushbizin, which he didn't explain what that is. And the second one is talking about people, the Jews. So that's the idea. He says that the reason why it says it twice in the Pasuk, once it's referring to Ushpizin that come to sit in our Sukkah, and the second Yeshua is talking about coming to our Sukkah, us going into the Sukkah. So that's why it says it twice. Not because it's repeating, it's referring to two different types of people, two people sitting, or Malachim and people. So we turn back to another Zohar over here. This Zohar says that a sukkah, the shade, is called the shade of Emunah, as we talked about. Tzeil de Emunusa, kol mi sheyesh meshorish v'gaza ha-kadosh ha-yisrael yesh v'besukkos tachas tzeil Emunah. So the sukkah is called Tzeil ha-Emunah. There's a special idea that when a person's in the sukkah, it has a lot of a kalach of Emunah, and like a special Indian that we talked about. And then he continues to say, v'Avraham chamisha tzadikoy acharinon shavim midehora ima. That Avram and five tzaddikim come to the sukkah also. He doesn't say who, he just says Avram and five tzaddikim. And then there's an opinion of Avram and Chamisha tzaddikim and David and Melech. So it just mentions Avram and David and five others. That's seven. We have seven. So Avram, five, and David. We don't know who those people are. The Zohar just says that they come. What does that mean? So we need to go now to another Zohar. Understand that. Zohar in Parshas Emor. So this Zohar says, "Amar of Abba Avraham kol yoma yahava koyim beParshas Orchin dezimna ushpizin v'latakin aloin porture." So Avraham, his whole life, it says he was inviting guests into his sukkah, kilu, his tent. He was inviting. That was Hachnasas Orchim Chesed. That was Avraham. Yeah, his whole life he was doing it. So what? So on Sukkis, Hashda dezimna lei lechula tzadikoy ledor malko velo ha'avin lei cholko and Avraham koyim is porta v'kari. So what does that mean? So that means in the Hebrew he says that a person needs to do what that person represents. Ata shezamin lechol tzadikim v'davei melech velo notnim lahem chelkam Avraham omi mishulcham v'kari suru no me'alei ol anoshem. Which means if you come to your sukkah now, and you come to your sukkah after you get into your sukkah and you're about to start your meal and there's no guests, Avram leaves. He doesn't stay. That his neshama or whatever represents him, he won't stay in your sukkah if you don't have your guests. Because just like Avram had guests in his house, so when he comes to your sukkah, he wants you to have guests. And if you don't, he's going to leave. He's going to, again, he says, why would I stay at this person? He doesn't have guests. And then he'll end up not even sticking around. So it's very interesting, a little confusing. Okay? So let's see, let's keep going. There's some more to do. Okay. Another Zohar in Parashas Pinchas talks about, we still haven't gotten to who's who. We don't know who the tzaddikim are that come. So this Zohar here says, Parshas Pinchas, Mehemna, Aaron, David, and Shlomo. So now it mentions two more names. So you have Avram, David, Aaron, and Shlomo, the people who come from the Ushbizim. We get a couple names here. So that we have tzaddikim. We have in the art scroll. I didn't bring the machzor with me, but they have the two different orders you can go in. You can go in chronological order, or this sefer, the Seder Asvirus, which is the Arizal. There's different ways of who comes which night. But we have the seven tzaddikim come, and we said that just like again repeating, Avraham did chesed and he invited people in. So he needs you to invite people in, or else he's going to leave. He's not going to stick around for your meal. And we said we want to be in the Tzel Emunah. So we want him to be there. So if we go into another page, is this another Zohar? Okay, so now we're done with Zohars for now. But there's another sefer called Teres Shimon. Rav Shimon may oral solve. I don't know who that is. But it says here that he says an interesting chiddush. He says, Hine yodua, sheyesh shiva roim, v'zeo perish. What does that mean, the shiva roim? She says, perish. Ha-pasuk v'sukkos teishu shivas yomim, rotsu loimer, ha-roim ha-me'irim kimo yomim. So he's touching up the pasuk here. He's saying that the roim, the 7 days, when it says v'sukkos teishu shivas yomim, the yomim are like the people, he says, that are like oros. Just like the daytime is ma'orer, is the time of light. So we have the seven light coming into our sukkah, the seven roim, right? Shiva roim, me'irim kol kimo yomim, yeshu imanu basukkos. He says that pasuk, when it says Shiva's teishu shiva yomim, the Shiva is referring to the seven tzaddikim that come to our sukkah. So teishu b'shiva is good with the Zohar, that those seven people are coming. It's referring to the tzaddikim. V'chein kol ha'ezrach milashon zricha. And when it says kol ezrach b'Yisrael, all the guests of Israel, it's not ezrach as like an orich or whatever. Ezrach b'Yisrael is zricha, lashon zricha, shining. A reference to the or of these people, the light of the tzaddikim, of these neshamas that are coming back to our sukkahs. That the idea to sit in these 7 days is why we have these yomim are sitting in the sukkah. The or, the 7 days or is the whole way to understand this pasuk of teishu shivas yomim. That the 7 days are referring to the tzaddikim coming into our sukkah for that time. And again, we have to utilize what they had. And we're going to talk about it in a second, about doing their midos. If we look at the Sefer Mo'or HaChaim, which is another Sefer written by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh wrote a Sefer called Mo'or HaChaim, which is less well known. So here, he asks a question. He says, Kosher B'tchila HaPasuk Omer Teshvu, which is what? Teshvu is in second person. Enochach V'achakach Amru Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshvu, which is in third person. So he says, why is it changing the person from second to third? So it fits in again, fits in well, because he says, Shakash Baruch Yomer Lazayin Tzadikim Sheyoshim B'Tzeido Yisbarach Osam Yitechu Lebeis B'neichem L'Sukkah Sheyasu B'Chag U'Zeh Sheteknu L'Zman Teven Ushbizin. So the first one, the second person, is referring to the Malachim with him, the Neshamas. They should go sit. You guys, you second person, you go sit. And the third person is referring to us, that they should sit. The Jews should sit in the Sukkah. And again, and another Raya for the fact that Hashem was speaking to the Ushbizin. The first part is Ushbizin, like the Zohar said, and the second part of Yeshvu, the repeating of the word sit, is talking to us, to sit in the sukkah. Okay? So, we have to look at this a little further. The basic point of this is to give us a nice word to say. A nice word to say about Ushpiza. Right now we just see in the Pesukim that the Zohar and others point out that the Pesuk was referring to the source for Ushpizin is in the Torah, Teshu and Yeshu. A lot of people don't know where do we know Ushpizin comes. So you say there's the Pesuk in the Torah says Teshu twice, says the Shorash Yoshev as sitting to us, sitting twice. So why does it say twice? One was talking about the Ushpizin and one's talking about quoting the Zohar. So now if you look at page 9 in the packet, which you don't have, I wish I printed it out. Budget here. So we have Rishraga Yoyers from a certain place. So he says, I'll tell you outside, it's a long piece. But he wants to give a chiddush. He says that first the Ushpizin come into the sukkah. They go in first. Before we come back from shul, before we say Leishit B'sukkah and everything in there, they're already in there waiting. That's what he says. How do we know if they're there? So you have to get there, but you can't see them. So how do you know if they're actually there? So he says, this inyan, that when a person enters the room, he should be feeling inside of him that he has the mid of that person. So for Avram, we said, he was chesed, he was achnasas orchim. So he should come with guests. And if a person comes with guests, so that you'll know for a fact, you can know with 100% certainty that Avram's there with you. Because you brought in guests, you're resembling Avram, so you should have chesed, you should be feeling the mid of chesed that night, the first night. Second night, Yitzchak, same thing he says, same by Yitzchak. Same Yom HaSheni, Yargish Ba'atzbo Midas HaGvura, because Yitzchak's Gvura. The person should feel Misgaber Neged Yitzchak, that he should overcome his Yitzchak, things like that. The person has those kind of feelings, and the second night, he knows Yitzchak's with him. If a person feels those Midas, then you'll know that there's Yitzchak's, you know, standing next to you, giving you the chizuk. So that's how a person knows if the people are there, because they come in first. If they came in first, how am I supposed to know if they're there? But even if they came in after, how am I supposed to know? So you're supposed to feel the midos of those people. You're supposed to feel the midos. Not easy to do. I mean, we just had the Seres Mei Tshuva. I was learning Sichas of Oz Hashem. A person should really try to work on himself for these days leading up to Pesach. Each holiday, each of the Shoshu Regalim has a time of introspection. The person has to look at himself and see, what can I do better? What can I work on? So we already have that Zman to focus on ourselves, to do better. Person should be thinking of the Midos Toivus, the person can do.
So maybe when we think about the Yushbiz, we can think about how their Midos can help facilitate our improvement.
100%.
So maybe that's like a good reason for us to focus on why Sukkot is right after Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
Because right after Yom Kippur, we have Sukkot where we have these Ushpizim who represent certain aspects of who
Midos.
A person should be, a Midos, and stuff like that. And so we can try to focus on that and try to become better.
Right. So the Ushpizim give us a tangible way to now put into practice and to think about Midos. Because a person goes through Yom Kippur, and the Marav after Yom Kippur could be the most Shvach Marav of the whole year. You know, you spent the whole year davening, the whole day davening, 24 hours, and the person goes, Marav, 3 minutes, the Marav. I've never seen such a fast Marav in my life. How they run out of there before this Kiddush Levana, there's a lot of things you have to say, but there's a fastest Marav. Like, that should be the highest Marav of the year, no? You're clean from everything.
You're the one after Yom Kippur.
Yeah, the one right after Yom Kippur. Yeah. Everyone rushes through it, you know? It's you're the purest you'll ever be that year, you know? You know, we hope Hashem gave us kapara for all the things, right? He gave us, I don't know. It just seemed a little weird. But now Sukkot comes and maybe help us because we need something, you know. The way of the world, human nature, you know, you just go on like it was like a normal day. So, you know, you're hungry, you want to go home to eat. So Sukkot comes and sit down, you know, think about the midos. These people represent things that you should be thinking about. Here, the next couple of days, we only have like a 2-day break between Yom Kippur and a couple of days. So here we have the Avodas HaKodesh. So who wrote the Avodas HaKodesh? That was the Chidah. The Chidah was interesting. Interesting work here. So here he says in this chapter, Resh Pei Tes, Or HaChag HaKadosh, L'sukkah v'yotzvo li'hovid kisei, Ma'il ufoyer al-gaba, L'zecher zayin ushpizi iloi. So he says a new thing. This is a very interesting thing. This guy in YU, this man, I wrote his name down, I just want to make sure you guys know, because he makes his product. He manufactures these things. One right there, Moshe Przewarski. This guy in YU, he makes these covers, these covers for the chair. He's supposed to have a chair in the sukkah. He makes these covers for it to lezecher that person. So he has 7 of them, and each night you put a different cover on that chair. So Rabbi Simon made this whole packet. Why? What's the source of that? What's the reason? So here, the Chida writes that on this chag, you're supposed to have a special chair in your sukkah for the guests, for these ushpizin d'iloy. Like if you see on the bris milah, if you've ever been to a bris, say have the chair kisei shel Eliyahu. That represented that Eliyahu comes to every bris, just like Eliyahu comes to every seder. We have kosher Eliyahu. We have something that represents that there's a tzaddik coming. So just like there's the kisei Eliyahu, so too at our sukkahs we're supposed to have a kisei for those people. Special thing. So he made these covers. It's a nice idea. So he says, and they would put umoil mifor al gaba. You should put a nice cloak on them. So he actually manufactured. No one, if you go into Judaicus, you're not going to see cloaks for chairs for ushpizin. That's not like something that like took off in the Jewish world. So this guy, hey, you know, it's a good business opportunity. It's also a mitzvah, apparently. Let's put a nice covering on. It says Avram in nice words with like the rimonim around it, like a nice pretty thing. And sell them. So he gave Rabbi Simon a set of them. He wrote him a letter of like haskama to say it's like a good thing to write to make. So the chida is the person who says you should have a chair set aside in your sukkah. My parents, we don't do this. Maybe we should do it, but have a chair on the side and cover it with a nice thing. Zecher Avraham, Yitzchak, whoever, Yaakov. And then he quotes a Zohar, and he says even more harif. He says that if you don't put the chair there, they're not going to come. They get insulted. Lo matkinan like kisei lo asi. They're not going to come if you don't put the chair there. Yeah, so you can come to, if you ever. I could sympathize. If you come to a place, you could go out for lunch and they forgot to give you a chair. Even if they say, oh, let's spread it, make another place for you. You don't feel like welcomed as much, even though you were invited, let's say, whatever. But we should have the chair, says the chidah. We should have the chair ready there for them for when they come. So it's a good idea if you put them together. I just thought of this. You should have the chair before you leave to shul because they get there before you. So you know, if you get in there before you, make sure you have the chair. Don't just bring it out when you get home from shul. You should have the chair in there already from before your marriage. Okay, so we're flying here. Okay, so the Pardes Eliezer, he was the sefer that really brought all these makomos. So if you look in the Pardes Eliezer, he brings in the Zohars and the Chidah and all the Rabbanim that we quoted. So he has it. And then he adds another idea. He quotes from Menachem Mendel Miriminov. And he says that he would do what he heard what the Chidah said. He heard that he should put a chair there and cover it. And he said that this person told him the story that he was an old man told the Rebbe Miriminov that the Chidah used to do this, have a chair, and he put a cover on it with a nice memorial thing. And he said to him at the end, I'll read to you the Lashon, El Mole Lo Ba Lezeh HaOlam Rach Lishmo Zeh HaSipor Dai Lo. What does that mean? So the Riminov said to him, if I didn't come to this world, if I only came to this world to hear this one minig of the Chidah, it was worth it. I mean, if I only came down for this one thing, that I should have a chair and cover the chair with a cloak, it was worth it. Wow, what a story. So obviously is a beautiful thing to do in your sukkah, to have a chair and to have a zecher to the Ishbizan. And then he quotes the Rebbe Mitzanzer. He says that the Rebbe would also do this. He quotes the Divrei HaChaim, which we talked about, that he would have the Ushpizen chair. Everyone would have this Ushpizen chair. Okay. And he would have this Kisei Miyucha L'Chavur HaUshpizen. So as he gives all these rabbis, who would have these chairs in their sukkahs. And even more, I'll give you this. You know, like when you go to, if you've ever been to Bnei Brak or a Hasidic community, so the Hasidim have a unique way of living, a little different than what we would be used to, right? Ehud, you get there, sometimes you can feel a little bit like tired, shoved. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. If you've ever been to a tish by the Rebbe's, it's tight, you know, and they're not afraid to get, want their arm space. So you could think that the Tanzer Rebbe would have his chassidim in his sukkah. So what happened? He would come, he would sit at this big table, like bigger than this, and he would chassidim all around it, and he would make clear to them, he would say to them, Mazir l'chassidov, when they would come into the sukkah to sit around the table, he would make clear, he would make an announcement, that chair is an ushpizin chair. Don't push it out of the way because everyone's going to want to swarm the table. Make sure that chair stays empty because that's for the ushpizin. So the Tanzer Rebbe is, you know,
you go. Bingo. Room, we should have just said, that's the
ushpizin
chair.
Don't send the chair. Don't, you know. And then he quoted the Rapshitz Rebbe. They also do this. And in the Hasidic communities, I'm sure, they have, this was a big minhag to sit, to have the chair in. And then he continues and quotes, Od Matzilu Nohogim Eitzel Kama Kehilos Asvardim. Roy, that you came here, because the Sfaradim say Lomar b'knisah so l'sukkah b'shimas yad al kisei, sorry, shel kavod shachinu l'chavod ha'ushpizin kedishin amir miyuchad echad hazimnas ha'ushpizin zeh ha'kisei shel shivas ha'ushpizin ilayin kedishin. So what does that mean? You know how we go to a bris and we have a kisei eliyahu, and what do we say? We say zeh ha'kisei shel eliyahu anavi zeh chelato. We say that, we declare that this kisei is eliyahu. So the Sfaradim had a minhag that they would come in and they would say zeh ha'kisei shel shivas ha'ushpizin. They would declare this as Ushpizin, Seikhilush Nishmasom. So that it's another example of being similar to Kisei She'elio. Okay, so far we've seen a lot of Minhagim to have the chair and to represent Avram, Chesed, Yitzchak Gvura, Yaakov Tiferes, and all these things. So now we're going to talk a little bit about. I want to show you a good vort. This is from the Munkacha Rebbe, from Shari Yisachar. So he writes, every Simon said it like this. He's like, buckle in for this. Buckle your seatbelts, because this is an unbelievable shot. If you have a calendar, it'd be helpful if someone could pull up a calendar to do this with me, because he has a lot of interesting ideas about the calendar. So here he says there, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe ve'etzem hayom hazeh le'mor. This is from last week, last parsha we read, Azinu. Aleil hahara avarim hazeh al harnevo, asher be'eretz Moav, asher al p'nei Yirecho, u're'eyes ha'aretz Kanaan. He's telling Moshe to go up to the mountain and he'll see Eretz Yisrael, the land he unfortunately wasn't able to get into. Asher ani nosein l'vnei Yisrael la'achuza, because you're not going to be able to go in, because you hit the rock, but you should look at it. You should at least let Moshe Rabbeinu see it. Asher ata ola shama v'hei asef el amecha, ka'asher meis aharon achicha, behor ha'ar, v'ayye asef el amav. So, I will tell you, there's a very strange wording in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'yeh aseif el amecha, v'yeh aseif el amav." You're going to die just like your brother died. "V'yeh aseif" means to gather, but why is it using "V'yeh aseif" again? The same type, it's repeating the word, just like we repeated in the beginning, Yeshu and Teshvu. Here it's repeating, "V'yeh aseif el amecha, v'yeh aseif el amav." Just like Aaron died, you're going to die also. He's like giving him, and Rashi explains it's a comforting thing because Moshe was afraid that he was a normal person too, and he was afraid, everyone's semi afraid of death. And Aaron was died in a very beautiful, they say, kiss of Hashem, pretty much. He died in a very, like, mehudar way. So Moshe was afraid he wasn't going to get that, and Hashem was telling him, "No, don't worry, you're also, I have a special, thing for you, and you're going to get the same thing." But it's a weird lashon. He says, "V'yeh aseif." Why is it saying the same word? Gathered amongst your nation. I don't know what they translate like this. But why is it comparing the two? Why is it saying that you're going to? So Rashi explained pashup pshat. But here comes the munkacher with the beautiful, beautiful pshat. And this will probably end with this. So the munkacher. If you learn one thing from today, we'll learn this munkacher. To know this munkacher. So he says that there's actually a shtiebel in the Heights. It's one shtiebel in the Heights. There's Chabad and there's a shtiebel.
What's a shtiebel?
The shtiebel's like a Hasidic shul where they have the kid, the mikveh's there, and they have. So this is a shtiebel in the Heights. Yeah. So this is called Dumbrov. This is called Dumbrov, and he quotes from here the Rebbe Midumbrov. You don't really hear the Dumbrov Rebbe quoted. The munkacher quotes the Dumbrov Rebbe, and that's the shtiebel in the Heights in Washington Heights, where I come from. So here he says an unbelievable. There's a really long piece. Maybe I'll read some of it. Maybe I'll say some of it outside. So here he says that what is the deal? The pasuk says, "Umos b'hor ha'har v'ayeh aseif el amecha kasher meis aharon achicha v'yaseif el amav." Rashi says because Moshe was afraid because he wanted to have the same type of thing, a kiss from Hashem to have a very easy transition to the next world.
Hashem isn't mentioned it twice, then Moshe will be like.
Right, so just, he's basically saying the comparison to Aaron. Yeah, safe. It might not be troubled with like the repeating lashon, but just like your brother died, yeah, safe, so too you'll have the same experience, which will be, it's like almost as positive it can be. But he wants to say a noob shot. He said, "Right, this is Rashi's shot." He wants to give a different shot. He says, "Amnon Ramos Kihene Lefela Shabi Yom Shechalbo Rosh Chodesh Av Shehu Yom Misos Shel Aaron Kohen." So when Aaron Kohen died, he died in Rosh Chodesh Av. That's the only yahrzeit in the Chumash. Tells us when somebody died, Rosh Chodesh Av. So Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh Av. If somebody has a calendar, somebody had a calendar. When Rosh Chodesh, I looked this up last night. When was Rosh Chodesh Av this year? I think it was on a Monday, if I'm not mistaken. I have the Hebrew calendar on mine if somebody wants to use my phone. You know, you could get the Hebrew calendar on your Apple calendars. You can like import the Hebrew calendar. Is that Monday?
Yeah.
Sunday night, Monday. Mm-hmm. So he says, Shrosh Chodesh Av Shehu Yom Isa Shel Aaron HaKohen. Oso Yom HaShavua Shechal Bo Shana LaAchrov Yom Ushpiza Deiloi. What does he say? That Rosh Chodesh Av, that day, is going to be the Ushpizin of Aaron every single year.
Oh, it passed.
Yeah. What does that mean? I'm assuming Sunday night, Monday, is going to be this year's Aaron HaKohen's Ushpizin Day. Aaron HaKohen is Yom 5. Moshe's 4. If you go like the Arizal, he's using the Arizal Spheres. So look at this Wednesday.
Sunday night,
Monday is the fifth day. That's Aaron HaKohen.
Yeah.
It's crazy, no? So he says that's going to be that Aaron HaKohen. And then he says, Im Kain, Nisav Gam Moshe. Moshe wanted that too. He wanted that his Yurtzeit should be the night of his Ushpizin in the future. So he wanted that. He was afraid he wasn't going to get that. So Hashem was reminding him, or telling him, he was solidifying that he was going to have that too.
So
when was Moshe Rabbeinu died? Yolin, Chag HaOsif. So what's the Lashon Osif? Chag HaOsif, which is what? Sukkos. So the Torah was using the word Lashon Yosif. Now, not as just gathering, not just a word. It's referring to Sukkos, that on Sukkos, your day of your Ushpizin is going to be the same day that you're going to die. So let's see, Zayin Adar was when? I think it was on a Sunday. I think Saturday night, Sunday.
The last one.
Saturday night, Sunday should be.
The past one?
This past Zayin Adar, yeah. Let's go back a couple months. Sunday, Saturday night, Sunday. Moshe is the day before Aaron. He's the fourth, Aaron's the fifth. So Sunday night, Saturday night, Sunday is going to be Moshe Rabbeinu's day in the Sukkah. So his works out. And that's what Hashem was telling him. The Munkaj is telling him. He's telling you, you're just like Aaron, your brother's going to have his Yurtzeit the same day as Ushpizin Deiloi, so too you're going to have your Ushpizin the same day as your Yurtzeit. Yeah. And now he liked that, Moshe. So that's a beautiful vort. Wow. And he goes even further than that. Doesn't stop there. You think we're done. We're not done. So now, he says, V'gam, V'dovra Melech. Oh, what's David HaMelech? So David HaMelech, we know, died. Shavuos. Shavuos this past year was on a three-day Yontif. It was a Wednesday. How does that work? Because this last day of Yontif, before Shmini Atzeres is a different Yontif. Tuesday night, Wednesday. That's the last day of Sukkos. Because this year's a three-day Yontif also. Sukkos Torah was on a Friday. Shabbos Bereishis, this year in Queens. David HaMelech's Yurtzeit. Same day as his.
It goes the one before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always one before.
This year it works out. David HaMelech, every year, his Yurtzeit is also. And it says, he quotes Tehillim, that he has a raya that he was asking for the same thing. I don't get into it now, but he was asking from, I'll give you the raya. Tehillim Lamed Tes. If you look at that, tell him that day. Hodieni Hashem katsi umidas yamai. What's he asking for? Tell me, Hashem, that I have this midas yamai. Mahi ada. What do you want to know? What did David want to know from Hashem? Hodiani. Tell me that my day of death is going to be the same day as my Ushpizin. So apparently the tzaddikim really were connected to this idea of Ushpizin. And I would like to explain, I'll do one thing to end it off, but the sukkah represents the mesorah. You know, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. I'm not a kavod. It's one of the reasons why we're supposed to have the Mesorah. It's a passing generation. Why do we have the Ushpizin? He said, because the Ushpizin come and they tell us like a tzel muna. We have muna on Hashem that we're going to continue on from the previous generation, and we're going to keep Avraham, keep Yitzchak, keep Yaakov in mind, and keep their what they worked for, what their midos were. We're going to pass it on. They come back to show us. And once they die, they never really left because we incorporate them into our lives. We use their what they use for good and what the lessons they teach us. We continue that on even to as mazman hazeh. So they come back to in a spiritual way. They never left really. There's a famous shir given by the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, that he explained how it's like for him to learn Torah. And he learns and he says, you know, when we're learning a Rambam, the Rambam walks into the room with him. He feels the Rambam, the Rashba, they come in, when he's learning this, he's had a chavrusa with them. It's mamish, when you learn them, the people are there with you. They're a continuation of their lives, of their everything they worked for. It's a leil b'sor, it's a passing on. So that's like the meshach. There's an interesting idea, I can go further in this. Maybe I could say it very quickly, just so we could have another verse. So that's the Munkasha. Munkasha says that the Yurtzeit and the Ushpizin will always work out every year. So it's a good thing to know. And then one more thing about Shabbos is and Yontif in general, that says another Zohar. We get at the end of the Zohar. So we start with the Zohar and we end with the Zohar. So the Zohar says that he says what? If you don't have people in your sukkah, like we said in the beginning about Avraham having people, then if you don't have people in your sukkah to be misameach, if you're not happy with, and you don't have people, then Hashem doesn't like your the thing, you're, the mitzvah you're doing. He considers it like to be waste. It was wasteful. Your chag. If you don't have people to share with, if you weren't helping people or giving over in on Yom Tov of yourself, and you're not misameach with others, it says that Hashem considers your Yom Tov is like a garbage, so to speak. It's like, what are you doing? You're wasting it. Why are you doing that? Why are you by yourself? You should participate. So this is the whole Meshech Chochma that Rabbi Simon pointed out. That the Meshech Chochma explains that Shabbos really was a day to be by ourselves. As a Yontif was a day where we're supposed to be with our families, we're supposed to be with each other, supposed to be Mesamech with a community. Because on Yontif, you're allowed to cook, and you're allowed to carry. There's no Isurim of those on Yontif, because it was intended for you to go out and to other people, to bring food, to go out to other people and to be with friends and family. But on Shabbos, there's an Isser of carrying and cooking, because that is supposed to be an introspective day with you and Hashem. It's supposed to be to yourself. Nowadays, Rabbi Simon explained that, like, there's a guy, Rabbi Abe Stern, who invented this thing called the Shabbaton many years ago. But he had this. The Shabbaton was never a thing. Back in the day, they wouldn't go on Shabbaton. So we need to treat Shabbos a little bit like a Yontif nowadays, because we need the chizuk. But really, Yontif was the day to be with family and friends. So, Emir Tzashem, I think we can end on this note that Ochel Nefesh Bilvad means if you're eating by yourself. That was the Mishnah. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. Why Bilvad? You say Ochel Nefesh to cook. That's the only difference. No, Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. You're eating by yourself. Eat by yourself on Shabbos, Bilvad, by yourself. But if you eat by yourself on Yontif, it's not good. So we need to take this to heart. When we're singing the Sukkah, we should try to have the Mesorah. We should incorporate the Midos of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, you know, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David, and we try to learn from their ways and continue on in generations and for our future families and Mitzvah Shem, and to keep these things in mind. Meher Yemeinu will have an amazing Sukkah, more meaningful Shvizin experience for many years to come. Thank you for coming. I think there's pizza if you guys are interested.